When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. If you're listening, 362 radio affiliates around the country. Also, if you're watching on Peacock, this is the last week that we'll have the opportunity to be on YouTube with this show. The official transition will happen next Monday, so you still have time. Download the app. It's really simple to get Peacock and join us on the show. Very happy with the response from day one of our debut on Peacock. We got a poll question. We got a couple of stats of the day. Your phone calls are welcome. And coming up a little bit later on, Reggie Miller will join us, recap what he saw last night and what he expects to happen tonight. McLovin, the poll question. By the way, I got some football news. The Earl Thomas sweepstakes, you can take the Cowboys out of that, according to Ian Rappaport. Not expected to be vying for Earl Thomas's services, sources say. The Dallas Earl Thomas love affair ends here. That's according to Ian Rappaport. All right, McLovin.
Okay, which vacancy would you want if you were an NBA head coach? Nets, 76ers, or Pelicans? Pelicans, a strong one. Then Nets right behind them. Barely anyone says Sixers.
Okay. Yeah, the Sixers makes me a little bit nervous because you have your players. You got a lot of big salaries on that team right now. But if I do take over the team, I do want to have Simmons and Embiid for 1 year. I just want to see what I can possibly do with that because those are two really talented players and maybe future Hall of Famers. I just want to see what kind of philosophy you bring in and can you change that whole attitude. And there's a lot of... That was what bothered me. Body language, attitude, and it starts with Joel Embiid. You're the star. You know, at age 26, you got to play big boy basketball. You got to be dependable, and you got to be a leader. You know, you're not coming out of Kansas here. You know, you should be ready to go and be a leader and take that next step towards greatness, which he certainly has that opportunity, that ability. Yes, McLovin.
What position would you play Ben Simmons at? My player cop, by the way, was...
I don't have positions.
Well, do you have him handle the ball up front, up top, or do you try and play him underneath?
I would have him as a point forward. that I want to take. I just want to remove that you got to be able to shoot from the perimeter. I want to take advantage of, you know, his ability to handle, get into the lane. Maybe you can help him with his shot. Maybe. But maybe it's too late, which is kind of strange for, what, a 22-year-old. But he just doesn't have – it's like Lonzo Ball. There's only so much you can do at this stage because you've – this has gotten you here. Now I'm going to say change it. And the last thing, it's like when you say to a golfer, hey, just do this. And then all of a sudden they start thinking about that. The last thing you want to do when you play is overthink something. And Lonzo Ball, you can see his mind working where the defense goes, go ahead, take it. Go ahead, take it. And then he's like, I'm supposed to take this, but I don't know. I don't want to take this. What if I miss? And then he'll pass it. And that's the last thing you need. But Ben Simmons, I'd have him as a point forward. If you're going to have a designated position for him, I would just go out there and put my best players on the floor. You know, same thing with what Golden State does. Go out and play. Yeah. Be a matchup problem for the other team. Yeah, Paul.
And Ben Simmons, this was his third year in the league. His stats are exactly the same as his rookie year after his injury year. 16-8-8, which is fantastic. I mean, it's really nice. But he hit two threes this year just for the sake of hitting two threes. Yeah. So people would stop talking about it. He's not a shooter.
No, but he's a scorer. I just don't know if I can have a... I need him confident out there. But I have to put him in a position of these are things that will make him feel confident on the floor. And he might need a new location. He might. You know, if I'm going to pick, I'm going to keep Embiid because I think he is a special player. I just can't have a guy who can't shoot, who's going to have the ball as often as Ben Simmons does. Can't do that. All right.
It's funny. We just all started laughing over here because when you say it out loud, it's funny. The guy handling your ball can't shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
So that makes it real tough to play.
Like Lonzo can't shoot, but he's real good at running the point. Rajon Rondo couldn't shoot, but you got the ball all the time. Yes, McClellan.
Yeah, my player comp that we teased and never got to. Tayshaun Prince without a jumper. That's Ben Simmons. I'm serious. Like, he's great at defense, but he is not doing anything for offense.
Yeah.
It's a tall lefty, too, but... Yeah. I think he's really limited. Like, the player you described is not who I want to build around.
No, and they're not going to. They'll build around Embiid. The Heat sweep the Pacers. Bucks up 3-1 in the Magic. Thunder best the Rockets. That series tied at 2 games apiece. And you can just start to feel the doubt creeping in if you're a Rockets fan. Like, here we go again. They, at one point, I think, missed 23 of 25 three-pointers there. Lakers roll the Blazers up 3-1. LeBron has an incredible night. And something that we have not seen in the history of the NBA in the playoffs with what he did. We have not seen this. He went for at least 30, at least 10 assists, at least 5 rebounds, shot 80% from the floor, and 80% from three-point range. No one has ever done that in the history of the NBA. And granted, you're doing that against a banged-up Blazer team, but still, the history of the game, nobody has ever done that. Somehow, somebody will criticize. Oh, that's right, Skip Bayless did. Said that he was basically padding his stats against a bad team. 76ers fired Brett Brown. Jazz Nuggets game 5 tonight. Mavericks and the Clippers game 5. Speaking of which, fair or not, big contracts in the NBA come with huge expectations. And Paul George was supposed to make the Clippers a strong title contender. And maybe he still will. But they're struggling for their playoff life in the first round against the Mavs. And a lot of the blame has to fall on George. Because not too long ago, he's one of the great stories. Came out of Fresno State. No one expected him to be a star. He was a killer in Indy. Had that horrible injury. He went to Oklahoma City. Earned a big contract. Wanted to play in his hometown of L.A. And that meant more pressure here, more eyeballs on him. Because you're in Indy and Oklahoma City, that's completely different than you're in Los Angeles. Now, the series is tied at 2 apiece here. Paul George, if you can't score, you should still be able to play defense. And I haven't seen either. Now, he can change this narrative. They have time. But right now, Paul George, I said this from the start of the playoffs, Paul George and Anthony Davis were the two real big curiosities. Because if Paul George played great, then the Clippers can win the title. And if Anthony Davis plays great and is the best player on the floor, the Lakers will win the title. That's how strongly I felt about the contributions you were going to get from the other players on those teams. And now Anthony Davis has to prove this on a nightly basis. Now, the last two games, he's played pretty well. I don't know about the back, if that acted up. But Damian Lillard and the Blazers look spent. Maybe they can squeeze out one more to make it interesting. But I think they left everything they had just to get into the bubble and that first game. But if you take away the first quarter of game one, Lakers-Blazers, the Lakers have been okay. They've been good. But remember the coverage after they lost game one. Oh, here we go. Okay, LeBron, what happens if he bows out in the first round? Charles Barkley said it'd be a sweep for the Blazers. And I went, okay. Charles will join us on the program tomorrow to explain that. I like how Shaq broke his broom. Charles had a broom, and after the Lakers won game two, he broke his broom. So he'll join us on the program tomorrow. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. We're 16 days away from the NFL opener. You had all those false positives, 77 of those, but it's all cleaned up. And, you know, the NFL realized this is one of those test runs where this could happen, and it could happen during the regular season, and then what happens to the game that weekend? You know, we've seen, you know, with the Miami Marlins, I think the Marlins did baseball and all of sports a service, not a disservice, a service just to say this can happen. You got to be aware of this. All it takes is just one or two, and then you got a real issue here. And the St. Louis Cardinals, if we didn't learn from the Marlins, we learned from the Cardinals. These teams, even college campuses, these schools. And I said, you know, last week, I think I talked about a conspiracy theory. And I, of course, I'm the one providing the conspiracy theory. I thought, if I'm a coach in the ACC, Big 12, or SEC, I would say to my president, let's just have students on campus, but classes are online. What you want to do is create a bubble for your football team. That's basically what's happening in campuses all across the country. So it's not just the bigger schools. There are smaller schools who are trying to do the same thing. By the way, there are so many teams that are going to play this year. 77 colleges are playing football this year. You know, we focus on the SEC, ACC, and the Big 12, but Cincinnati, East Carolina, Houston, Memphis, Navy, North Dakota State has one game that they're going to play, Central Arkansas. I think Air Force is playing two games, one against Navy, one against Army.
Sweet.
Those are the most important ones. Tulane, Temple, Tulsa, Central Florida. So it's not just the big schools here. You got some of Florida Atlantic, Louisiana Tech, Marshall, Middle Tennessee, North Texas, Rice, Southern Miss, BYU, Liberty, Appalachian State. So there's a lot of schools that are playing, not just the big boys. Yeah, Paulie.
How bummed are we with no Mountain West late night on a Saturday?
No, little
San Jose State, Utah State. Ugh.
And I live for those games. Ugh. Saturday night late, man, I'm all over those things. Love it. I love coming in on Monday morning and telling the Danettes, I saw this defensive back from Wyoming, man. He's good.
Come on.
I know. I go out of my way to watch the games that I don't think anybody else is watching. But 16 days until the NFL opener. A couple of phone calls. Tim in Florida joins us. Hi, Tim. What do you have for me today?
Morning, DP. 5-9-2-30. I can't say I disagree with the Paul George thing, but Dallas is playing really good. I mean, you got to give a little credence to Dallas for how well they're playing. And also, did McLovin ever star in that movie, Police Academy? 11 minutes in, it's a hippie dude. Looks, I swear, like his twin brother.
All right. Let me ask McLovin. McLovin, have you been in a Police Academy movie and I did not know?
Yes, I was the guy who did the voices.
Really?
No, of course
not. Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Although there's a pitcher who is unbelievably close looking to me that people tweet me about all the time now.
Is that Kyle Hendricks?
Not Kyle Hendricks, who's a little like me and went to Dartmouth. But there's another one. I'll show you in a look-in. It's creepy. And it's and I'm not saying it's not like my fake Clive Owen thing where I tried to pretend I look like Clive Owen.
Oh, I know. McLovin would always try to kind of shoehorn Clive Owen into his doppelganger. And I go, you do not look like Clive Owen.
Remember you even pitched it to your wife?
I did. I did. I said, who do you think McLovin looks like? And she goes, well, I don't know. That guy from Superbad looks like could be his dad. Didn't you say that? I go, yeah. McLovin thinks he looks like Clive Owen. Oh, God, he doesn't look like Clive Owen. I go, well, you don't need to say it that way.
Not his dad. It was like his uncle.
Well, okay. But a relative.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, has caused all sorts of branding problems for me through the years. Because people think I'm Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Well, we haven't seen you two together.
Remember when Kenny Smith came on and said, it was McLovin, it was great hanging at that party 2 weeks ago at the All-Star game.
Oh, I know. He had no idea. He thought you were the actual McLovin from Superbad.
I love that Kenny Smith thinks that McLovin from Superbad is a member of the show.
Yeah, and why not?
Like, well, he hasn't had a lot of acting roles and needed some work.
Michael Winslow is the sound effects guy in Police Academy. Is that who you look like, McLovin?
No. I think he's African-American, actually.
Oh. That's what didn't make any sense. He did all the sirens and all the different sound effects.
Usain Bolt test positive for coronavirus, self-isolating. And as Todd likes to say, you can't outrun COVID. So he had a birthday party, and it was a mask-free party last week.
That's not a good story.
In Jamaica. No, it's not. They do that on the campus of Syracuse, where your son is going to.
Here we go.
Yeah. Did your son go out and party with people on the quad?
He went out in the early evening, but taking his word for it, he went back to watch NBA playoffs in his dorm before things
got crowded.
Is that
a yes or a no, Todd?
He was not there when it got crowded. He did go to the quad, but he was not there at the hours that they were worried about a large gathering. He was there for the early portion of that
day. The quad. I think it sounds like a yes, Todd. He was there. And then he got nervous?
All I know is, and I'm not saying we put a chip in his skull or anything like that, but my wife has some kind of way of tracking our son's whereabouts. I thought you could only do that with a car, but somehow she was able to confirm our son saying he wasn't there during those busy hours because she saw that he was back in his dorm.
Have a chip in his body?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know how my wife can say that, yeah, around 9:45, he was already back in his room watching NBA playoffs.
Is your son aware that your wife and yourself are tracking his movements?
Wait, so your wife is tracking your son?
It's something called like Life 360. I don't know anything about technology, but I know that you could track the car and how fast your kid is going. And if he says he's in one person's house, but he's actually in a park somewhere, you could see on a little dot, I guess, on a map where they are. And that's
so it's in his phone.
I guess it's got to be his phone. It's not like we didn't take him for any kind of surgery where it's inside his body. So I don't know how she's doing it, but she's able to confirm that he wasn't there when it got crowded. But
if I were a Jordan, I'd be pulling a Tom Brady and stomping on that phone and getting a burner.
That being said, I'm trying to be positive, but I feel like I've got one foot in the car ready to drive 4 hours to Syracuse and get him at any moment. I'm hoping that's not going to be the case.
Kyle in California joins us. Hi, Kyle. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Kyle.
Hearing a lot less trouble in Lakeland than I heard last week. You know, everybody doubling back. Blazers don't have a bench. Blazers are tired, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is what happens when LeBron decides he wants to take over. And then, you know, everybody kind of follows his lead. With the Clippers, you know, you've got a lot of mouth to feed there, especially with Paul George struggling now. I bet you Marcus Morris, Lou Williams, they all think it's their time to kind of step up, and you're going to have four or five guys come crunch time all needing shots.
Yeah, but Paul George has got to act like a star. You know that you're going to get Kawhi being great, but Paul George, that's the difference. Everybody's got to have that running buddy. You know, you got to have that other guy there. Now, give credit to Dallas because they did that without Kristaps Porzingis, and you had Luka on a bum ankle out there. But for the most part, it's like Harden and Westbrook, Tatum and Brown in Boston. Throw in Kemba as well. The 76ers thought they had that with Simmons and Embiid. Like, you look at these teams, Chris Middleton has got to be great to go along with the Greek Freak. But Paul George, if you're not good on offense, your shot's not hitting, there is no excuse for you not to be an elite wing defender. And that's exactly what you need against Luka. You got two of the best wing defenders in the NBA. You can't let Luka go off like he did. And you watch, and it just seems like they're not inspired. They're kind of going through the motions. And you have a 21-point lead, and next thing you know, you go, uh-oh, they got a chance to win. Uh-oh, Luka's got it. Uh-oh, we switched off. Reggie Jackson's like, uh-oh, now we just lost. Can't happen. Defense philosophy will be different tonight. I don't know if it'll be successful. I have the over-under for Luka tonight at 29. Does anybody want to join me, Luka, under 29 tonight? As I look through the glass on the other side and I see no hands going up. Now I feel really good about my bet. Anybody? I'll take a pie to the face.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Whoa.
If Luka goes over 29.
We agree to that.
And you guys will take a pie to the face if Luka goes under. All in favor? Seton's in. Oh, it's unanimous. I like this.
Pie Wednesday.
Yes. Okay.
34, Luka.
I didn't ask your prediction time. You're just going over 29.
I'd like us to do closest to the pin also.
Why don't you check with your son since you can monitor him right now?
I should.
What's he doing?
I think he's in the middle of some kind of economics class.
So wait, our side has the over?
You have the over.
Oh, we have the over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've got Luka 25-13-12. Yes, Paul.
I have a feeling Luka scores 60 tonight. I'm still getting hit with a pie tomorrow. I don't know how it's going to work out.
I still love one of the greatest wheel of punishments we ever had was when Seton was going to get hit with five pies. He didn't know when he was going to get hit with those five pies. And so we just kind of went about our daily show. And it was so exciting to just, Seton would go bathroom and come out and I'd just smash him with a pie.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, Paul.
We were in San Francisco for one of those, and J.J. Watt was there. He just had surgery on his stomach muscles. Like, he was in rough shape. And he said, I can't. Extra ab. he said, I can't do any physical bits on the show, like blocking, tackling, because I just had this thing. And one of the guys goes, what about hitting Seton with a pie? He goes, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I could definitely nail him with a pie.
And he nailed you. Like, he stiff-armed you.
Yeah, I'm lucky. At the last second, I like squinted and turned my head, or he would have put my nose back through the other side of my head for sure.
All right, we'll talk some football. We're going to talk to Jordan Palmer, Carson Palmer's brother, and he's the NFL quarterback coach, quarterback whisperer. I want to ask him about this kid out of North Dakota State, Trey Lance. They're playing one game just to showcase him this year. How good is he? And by all accounts, from what I've heard, my two sources, they said that potential, and we love potential. You know, it'd be interesting if I said you could have Sam Darnold or Trey Lance. I wonder what GMs would pick because we love potential. We've already seen Sam Darnold, at least we think we have. Trey Lance, man, what I'm hearing, he could be the next Mahomes. So we'll talk to Jordan Palmer, and then Reggie Miller will join us coming up in the final hour. We'll take a break here. It's 22 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. You know, the thing about home security companies, they trap you with high prices, those contracts, and, you know, trying to get customer support. This is why I'm totally confident in telling you about Simply Safe. Everything you need to protect your home, none of the drawbacks of traditional home security. They got an arsenal of sensors. Really, whatever you want for your home and every room and window and door, it's specifically tailored for your home. Professional monitoring, day and night, 24/7. And it starts at $15 a month. There's no contract to sign. Walk away whenever you want to. That's how confident they are. And I'm not the only one who thinks Simply Safe is great. U.S. News and World Report named it, quote, the best overall home security of 2020. You can set it up yourself in less than an hour. Delivered right to you. No technician is required. Try Simply Safe today at simplysafedan.com. You're going to get free shipping, 60-day risk-free trial. Nothing to lose except for everything in your home. That's simplysafedan.com and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This award-nominated show brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way. The all-new GT four-door coupe, because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. If you miss any of our interviews from the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, go to danpatrick.com. Watch and listen from inside the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, Mercedes-AMG driving performance. I'm hearing from Chris Paul fans saying, by the way, he ranks seventh all time in both assists and steals. All defensive first team seven times. I didn't say he wasn't great. I just said he doesn't have a signature moment in his career. He's no, yes, Tom.
And you said he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
You already put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. All I said was he's known for nearly going to the Lakers and his TV commercials. Never been in an NBA Finals. So that's all. And I said he's playing great in Oklahoma City. Seems like a nice guy. I don't know. I just pointed out. That's all. See, I share my innermost secrets here, and then everybody gets all upset. I was just watching the game, and then I said, well, I wonder about Chris Paul. What's his signature moment? Yeah, see.
I think it's a fair point.
that I should be able to think about Chris Paul.
But yes, you should be able to think about Chris Paul, but the difference is between thinking about Chris Paul and then sharing your thoughts about Chris Paul. That's where you're opening up yourself to some criticism.
Yeah, you're right. Let's get Chris Paul on the program.
Who knew, though, that there was an overwhelming amount of Chris Paul supporters that are just, you're being deluged right now with hateful attacks.
I wouldn't say hateful attacks.
It sounds like you're just under siege right now by the Chris Paul.
I think I'm under siege by about three tweets. That's about
the Paulists.
It. Yeah. I'm appalled at this feedback there. Jordan Palmer, quarterback coach, draft training expert, and just launched the QB Summit digital platform via QBSummit.com, and that's aimed at training and growing youth and high school-aged quarterbacks. Plus, he works with a lot of these young quarterbacks like Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson. And I figured that Jordan would be a great person to tap into with these younger quarterbacks here, in particular, Trey Lance. Jordan, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Here's a kid at North Dakota State, 28 touchdowns, zero interceptions. They win their national title, and they're going to showcase him for one game this year against Central Arkansas. How dangerous is it to showcase him against Central Arkansas and basically have a pro day that's actually a game?
Well, I love it. I think it's smart. It's obviously great for the program for a lot of reasons that are specific to the program. But for Trey, I think it presents a great opportunity to, even though it's one game, to back up a lot of the hype that is just getting started. I mean, the fact that we're talking about him on the Dan Patrick Show, that's kind of the start of the hype train. And so getting a chance to see him play after he's received the hype is, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for him.
If I hadn't seen him play, how would you describe his skill set?
So, I mean, 6'3", 225. So he's not, there's nothing, he's not way bigger and way stronger than everybody else. But he is, I think, one of the best combinations of the physical elements that you need that I've seen in a long time. So he is on the bigger side. He's on the faster side. He has a very quick release. He's very decisive with the ball. A very interesting stat line, and I have not seen this before. He threw 28 touchdowns and no picks. Yeah. He had almost 290 attempts. I don't care what level you're at, high school, Pop Warner, whatever. That many attempts without turning it over. And then on top of that, he rushes for like 1,200 yards. So he's just, I think, one of the better packages that we've seen. And then the part that you and a lot of the media members will start to get to see over the next year is that he's a great person. He's, you know, he's a kind guy. He's also a dynamic leader. He's kind of a dog when you get him on the field. So I think he's just, he's not this one unique thing. He's just the one of the best packages we've seen.
We had Kirk Herbstreit on a couple of weeks ago, and I said, who would you take, Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence? And he said, you know, now I'm talking about going into the NFL, and he said, I'd lean towards Justin Fields over Trevor Lawrence. What do you make of that?
I think it's similar. The questions around Justin are the similar ones that you're going to see around Trey Lance, and that we just saw it for 1 year. You really only did it for 1 year, and unfortunately Ohio State's not playing, and so I think there's more sample size with Trevor, but at the same time, just because somebody played 1 year doesn't mean that they're not going to follow that up with 15 amazing ones. So I can see why people would go with Justin Fields, but I have similar questions with both those guys, and I have similar things that I get really excited about with both those guys.
What's the biggest question, though, that you have? Is it the same question?
I think with both those guys, look, playing in a dominant college football team, when the majority of the time you step on the field, you're favored to win. Okay. And Tua is the perfect example last year. Pretty much every time Tua went on the field at Alabama, they're supposed to win, right? They're literally favored. Okay. So when you play the majority of your games that way, we just don't know definitively how you're going to play when you are no longer favored and you don't have the best team on the field. So you talk about Sam Darnold, there's a perfect example. Joe Burrow, when he steps on the field, the Bengals are not going to be favored for 16 weeks this year. And so that's the biggest question mark is, does it translate? Can they be the catalyst type player where they literally make the whole team better as opposed to just execute things well? When you're playing at a Clemson, at Ohio State, at Alabama, you can just play well and be in the running for the Heisman.
And you worked out with Joe Burrow. And, I don't know what that's like when all of a sudden you go to – you're going to usually a team that's been losing. So he's going to the Bengals. Sam Darnold went to the Jets. You know, Josh Allen went to the Buffalo Bills. You know, they're not winning, and these guys are coming from programs for the most part where they were winning. And how do you, what do you teach them or tell them about that mental or whatever it might be, that hurdle that says you're not going to win as often as you think, and this is the role that you have with your team?
Yeah, I think the most important trait, there's really two of them. This is where my eye goes when I'm evaluating guys and then when I'm advising guys as they make that transition. It really comes down to confidence and maturity. And it's funny because we make a huge deal out of arm talent and stats and 40-yard dash time. And it comes down to those two things, confidence and maturity. Confidence, it's it really has to be, there's two types of confidence. There's self-generated confidence where it's independent of the environment. I mean, I don't care what anybody says about me, good or bad. This is what I believe about myself. And then there's the reactionary confidence, which a lot of young players have, where if everybody says that you're awesome, they believe it. Everybody says you're a bum, you start to wonder if they're right. On the maturity side of things, it's not about tucking your shirt in and saying yes, sir, and being on time. What it is being in a new situation for the first time and acting as if you've been in that situation multiple times. And so I look at Joe Burrow last year. He went to Ohio State and all that, but that run, when they're 7-0 at LSU and 8-0 and 11-0 and 12-0, and it starts to get really big, right? And then the Heisman and all the media and all the stuff that comes with that, he handled all of that as if it was his third time doing it. And so when you go to the league and there's all this newness, the franchise, you're now a professional, there's all the responsibility, all the newness of the NFL. When the mature guys handle it as if it's their third or fourth year. We're seeing that with Patrick. We're seeing that with Deshaun. We're seeing that with Josh. We're seeing it with a lot of these guys. And so that's what I really try and look for in these college guys when we're projecting.
What is it about that second year jump that we've seen? And it's expected of Kyler Murray this year. You saw that with Lamar Jackson last year. You saw that with Patrick Mahomes as well. What is it that some quarterbacks see and other ones don't?
Well, I use that word newness because as a fan, you know, you think about the newness is, they see different coverages now. You know, people play different defenses and they've got new teammates. But everything's new. They're no longer a student athlete. These guys' lives change so much off the field that it's overwhelming for guys. And I'm uniquely positioned to have this opinion because for some of these guys, I'm the ones advising them. And there's something about that second year, once you've got a lot of that newness out of the way, where it can now get just back to football, just back to X's and O's and executing and getting on time with that guy and understanding that coverage. You get all the new stuff out of the way and it gets to be just football like it was in college.
But what happened to Baker Mayfield, who was good year one, regressed year two, and what do you expect in year three?
So year two, there's just no continuity. The move to bring it to promote Freddie Kitchens based off of some relationship that Baker and him had. And, you know, one of the guys that was actually really the mastermind and really helpful in Baker's rookie year, his name is Ken Zampezi. He was a quarterback coach. He wasn't a part of that. He was out. So now you've got Freddie Kitchens and Drew Stanton and some people who know a lot of football and can be really helpful and great coaches. But that continuity and that, the responsibility that they put on Baker, I think that was poorly timed coupled with a ton of expectations. We all looked at that roster, OBJ, and we expected these things up here, but they didn't have the foundation. I actually do think they have it this year, and I think Baker has the best year that he's had in the NFL coming up. I think he actually has a monster year.
He's Jordan Palmer, quarterback coach, draft training expert. If you were running the Dolphins, you're Coach Flores, you starting who week one?
I start Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay. I played with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Tua is going to be a great pro. I just don't see the value in going, you know, forcing Tua on the field. And I don't know. I'm not in these practices. I don't know if he's ready right now. But either way, I'm a big proponent of all these guys sitting if they can. But more importantly, if they can sit behind a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick or Josh McCown or Alex Smith, if they can sit behind a guy like that, I think all of them should sit because there's too much value in watching not just Ryan play, but Ryan work, Ryan deal with adversity. And you also get a chance, if you're Flores, to let your team settle in through a few weeks, right? And you're going to find out how good or bad you are. We'll do that with Ryan so you can put Tua in at whatever you think is the perfect time.
Jordan just launched the QB Summit digital platform via QBSummit.com. So this is helping youth quarterbacks, high school quarterbacks. What's the one thing you teach that or that you want them to take away from this experience?
Well, you know, it's an online platform. The hardest thing right now in the country is, and this is launched internationally as well, is access to quality quarterback coaching. We're seeing the position, all different kinds of guys from all different parts of the country. There's a kid in Germany committed to TCU. So literally all parts of the world.
Wow.
These quarterbacks are developing and it's getting harder and harder to separate yourself. And so for me, I launched this platform for the guys that they have a coach, they go to camps, as young as 10 years old. And I work with 10 year vets, but these kids, they can actually take this and add this to their game. So I've got a content for everything in there, but the focus is trying to get them to be as confident as possible. I mentioned it. It's the most important trait in a quarterback. I believe that confidence is a muscle. You can train it. Some of the things I do with NFL guys is the same stuff I get a chance to do with young guys. So this online platform is great for kids, coaches, and also parents too.
And it feels like that's Russell Wilson's strongest trait is he's mentally, he feels like he's stronger than you. He expects to win. He expects to be great. And that's not always easy to do at that position.
Lost you for a second there. I think you were talking about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, just how mentally strong he is. He thinks he's better than you. He thinks he's going to find a way to win. Can you teach that?
100%. And actually, the person who does, his name's Trevor Moad, and that's who I've worked with for over a decade. He's a performance psychologist, got an amazing book out right now that Russell wrote the foreword on it. It's called It Takes What It Takes. And so Russell's always believed this about himself. He's always said, if I'm good enough, then I'm tall enough. That was the knock, right? He's not tall enough. Yeah. When he got drafted, when he was at Wisconsin, when they said, hey, we've got Mike Glennon, your services are no longer warranted here at North Carolina State. He wasn't tall enough. Well, he's always believed that if I'm good enough, I'm tall enough. And that's honestly one of the things I tell my rookies. Hey, if you're good enough, you're old enough. These kids that are starting as true freshmen in college, if you're good enough, you're old enough. So whatever that insecurity is, you can absolutely solve for that. And that confidence, it's a muscle. If you develop it, it'll grow.
Do you think your brother is going to get his Heisman Trophy back from my man cave?
Did it actually go to your man cave? That was on the list of questions I have for you.
Yes. Yes. It's on my bar. It's covered with dust. He had it in his garage.
Oh, I know that. I mean, the last thing he's going to do is, tell people how awesome he was in college and put pressure on his kids. You know what I mean? It's the last thing he's going to do. So that's getting more use there than it would.
That's what he said. He goes, it was just in my garage. And he goes, I'll ship it to you. I got its own suitcase. And so I think he said he was loaning it to me. I think. But I'm just not sure.
You just keep buttering up. And he's got something to promote. Let him promote it. I think he'll forget about it, honestly.
I can't say this strongly enough. If you have a son that is interested in playing the position or is playing the position and you want to hear from somebody who knows what he's talking about and works with Deshaun Watson, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, most recently Joe Burrow, Jordan Palmer is the guy. It's QBSummit.com, a digital platform. Great to touch base with you again, Jordan. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. Thanks, guys.
We'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust, you can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Reggie Miller in about a half hour. Get his thoughts off the Lakers' win last night. What's he expect from the Clippers and their defensive philosophy on Luka Doncic? I've got the under for Luka at 29 points, and we have a wheel of punishment at stake here with pies to the face. All four Danettes saying Luka goes for more than 29. If it's a push, you guys get a pie to the face. Yes, Paulie.
Is 29 a push?
Yeah.
Do you want to do 28 and a half?
No. 29, you get a pie to the face. Yes, Eden.
So, also along those lines,
yeah.
If we lose, we each get a pie to the face.
Yeah.
If you lose,
I get one pie to the face.
You don't get four?
No, you guys can put your hands on it. All four hands can be on the pie.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Yes, McLovin.
What if he gets like 20 rebounds and 20 assists? Do you have an out? Like some
number? No. It's I think the Clippers are going to have a better defensive game plan than they did last time out. Boy, that's saying. I don't know if it could be worse. Yes, McClellan.
You mean one guy trying to cover them while four look like they're looking in the stands to see if there are any girls there when they're not?
You know what I'm thinking? Maybe if Kawhi just focuses on stopping Luka on the offensive end, then they'll win the game. That would probably be my philosophy. How about we try to stop Luka? If Tim Hardaway Jr. and Seth Curry beat us, we'll take that. We don't want Luka to beat us again. Did you see this story where workers in a funeral home in Detroit, they discovered a 20-year-old woman? She was breathing after she was declared dead. So they sent her to the mortuary. And so they found her alive on Sunday. They haven't released her name, but they imagine you're there and you pull out one of those, whatever you, drawers that you have a cadaver on, and all of a sudden, you know, a woman's going, thank God you opened up the door. Couldn't you hear me in here?
Knocking and banging.
Yeah, Paulie.
So I would like to the steps. She goes from the morgue where they declare her dead.
She was declared dead after paramedics responded to a home in the Detroit suburb at early Sunday morning. And so, when she wasn't breathing, paramedics arrived, and they tried to give her CPR, other reviving methods for 30 minutes, and they saw no signs of life, so they took her to the mortuary. And then that's where it got interesting. They did the normal medical interventions, and they couldn't believe it. So the woman is, I think, in a hospital right now in Detroit, but... You imagine you're in the morgue and you're a mortician, all of a sudden you hear somebody must be at the front door. I wonder if there's any jokes that morticians play on each other. Like, I'm going to guess you have a... I have a friend who is used to be... he ran a funeral home. But he doesn't joke about it. Yes, Eden?
I know a dude who ran a funeral home. He was a funeral director or whatever and had his own business. And he had an incredibly twisted sense of humor. Like, he had... it said, like, he had ashtrays that said the name of the funeral home on it, and then on the ashtray it said ashes to ashes. Oh. Or, like, he had, like, all of these, like, twisted things like that. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, Paul.
And if your jokes don't go well, you've been bombed.
Oh, okay.
Hey-o.
Speaking of which, yes, Todd?
Put a little cremation in your coffee. There's all kinds of things you can do.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Imagine if that person that they thought was dead was just about to enter the cremation process. And you're about to go in there, and then just as you're feeling the heat of that, you start screaming. That would be pretty scary.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Unlikely, but thank you.
You never know.
That would be pretty scary.
Putting you right into the fire. Wait a second. I'm not dead.
Well, hold on. Let me write down what you just said. That would be pretty scary. Okay. Make sure I then
imagine that you're actually in the thing going through the flames.
They're about to burn you alive because they think you're dead, but you're not.
It'd be scary.
Might be somewhat concerning to those of us who...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like horror movies are pretty scary. About to get being burned alive, it's a next level.
Thank you. Thank you. Back row.
Don't let me in with him.
He's been sitting with me way too long. This is what you get, even with the partition here.
Yes, Paulie.
Burned alive is the one seed for how you don't want to die, right? I know shark attacks up there, Seton, you're big on that.
I'm big. I don't want to be eaten alive by an animal. I really don't want that. I'd rather be burned alive than eaten alive. Definitely.
Wow.
Because after a little while, you lose, like, feeling.
I think I was killed in another life with an arrow.
One of my ancestors?
I don't know. Well, no. It might have been a Native American who killed me, not one of your ancestors.
I was going to say, that would explain so much about your relationship, you and Paulie.
You get along pretty well. Yeah. Bow and arrow, though. You know, watch out.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe burned, too. Like, if you believe in you have a couple of different lives there, then maybe that happened. Back in medieval times or something. I was hanging out with Henry VIII. Man, did we have a good time. Henry VII, boring. Henry VIII, he could party. He could bring it. All righty, one more hour to go. Reggie Miller will join us on the program. Get to more phone calls as well. McLovin will update the poll results, maybe another stat of the day as well. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos.
I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.